aren't we? It's great to see you all today. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second part of this morning's worship. As you will have noticed, things are a little different today. Firstly, it is the partnership birthday celebration, and we are lucky to have Messy Church leading our morning worship, and members from all the churches in the partnership in attendance. It is also our Pentecost service, and finally, we are welcoming new members to our churches, but more about that as we go along. When we're finished in here, we will be going through to the back, where there will be refreshments, including birthday cake, served at the end of worship here in the church. So when we're finished here, this way, if you can. So we do hope you will stay for the complete Messy Church experience. After all, you can't have a birthday celebration without cake. You also need candles. But before we get to that, there are a couple of things I want to say to you. There's a word sheet for one of the songs. I have a copy here. If anybody hasn't got any, put up your hand and we'll run some around to you. Okay, I'll come that way in a minute. And secondly, we have the prayer diary, which is available. There's a few copies at the back, and there's some out this way as well. So if you would like a copy of that, please help yourself. And so with no more of ado, there'll be a short moment of silence while I light our candles.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see so many of you here this morning. A huge warm welcome from the Messy Club team. I hope you're going to enjoy this Messy-style church service. I could see that you've all got into the spirit already with the hats on. Absolutely brilliant. So thank you for that. And just a little bit of information about Messy Church. We meet on the first Sunday of the month at Bath Road, and we start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you know of any children that are not currently coming along, please pass on the word, because we would love to see more children there. We've been very lucky. Since we started up again in October, we've had every single session we've met, we've had yet more children, more families coming along. So we feel very blessed about that, but we would still like to welcome more if that's possible. So today you're having the full Messy Church experience. You've started with craft. We are then having worship, and afterwards we are going to enjoy birthday cake and tea, which would be lovely. And we should be doing something similar next Sunday as well in Messy Church, because we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary, can you believe, of Messy Church. So if you want another Pentecost celebration and more birthday cake and more cups of tea, then Messy Church is where you need to be next Sunday at 3 p.m. We're going to start with an action song, so you're going to have a bit of a workout, I'm afraid, this morning. I hope you're all up for that. So we're going to be singing, first of all, Hosanna, which we sang on Palm Sunday, and it's quite a simple song to sing, but the actions really are important. So if you can stand up, that's great. If you can't, please stay seated. and just do the actions as far as you possibly can. I might have some helpers. I think I've got one, which is great. But if any other children here in the congregation would like to come up and make me feel less lonely up here, that would be brilliant. So off we go then with Ho Ho Hosanna. So just follow me, very simple.
So clap your hands and wave your arms. Play the drums and then rock the guitar. So clap your hands and wave your arms. You can play the drums and then rock the guitar.
Then remember to bring it with them. Great. Lovely. We're going to use these. Is my mic switched on? Is that working? Yes? Yeah? Yeah? Good. We're going to use our paper airplanes for our prayers of adoration. So I'm hoping you've written on them something about God. Yeah? So I'm going to invite you in a moment. I'm going to do a countdown to throw your paper aeroplanes. And then if you find one near you, to read the words on it about God. And we're going to use that as our prayer of adoration. So are you ready? 3, 2, 1, throw! So grab a paper aeroplane. There's quite a few at the front if you want to come get one. Have a read of what the words say about God. Right. Let's pray. God, you are amazing. There are so many things we know about you. There are so many words we've written on our paper aeroplanes. May we learn more of you this day and always. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Stuart, over to you.
I've been asked to read you a Pentecost story. This is called The Helper Arrives. And if this flops down, I'll be saying, help. So we will see the helper arrive. Jesus told his friends to wait in Jerusalem, to wait for the helper he'd promised to send to them. So they waited. They waited, and they prayed for 40 days. And while they waited, The streets of Jerusalem filled up with people from every land. People from the north and from the south. People from the east and people from the west. People from all around the world who came together to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Jesus' friends were in an upstairs room when suddenly some surprising things began to happen. They heard a wind blow harder than the fiercest storm, but nothing was blown about. They heard flickering of flames, and they watched tongues of fire lick and lap and land on their heads, but nobody smelled any smoke. And then the helper came, the Holy Spirit, and it filled them with all the presence and power of God. And what they heard next was talking, strange words pouring out of each and every mouth. So they rushed outside, eager to tell the crowd what had happened. And now, suddenly, everyone could understand. People from the north and people from the south, people from the east and people from the west, people from all around the world. For now, Jesus' friends were able to speak in a foreign language, languages that they had never heard, all because of God's Holy Spirit. What better way to tell the world about Jesus? "So that's what it's all about," said a man from Spain. "That's amazing," said a woman from Africa. "Tell me again," asked a man from France. But there were others who thought Jesus' friends were just talking nonsense. "These people are drunk," one man shouted. "It's nothing but a load of gibberish." And that's when Peter stood up. Peter, who had been with Jesus from the start. Peter the fisherman. Peter, who had never made a speech in his life. "Listen, everybody," he shouted. "We're not filled with wine. We're filled with something else. God's own Holy Spirit." Many years ago, a prophet said this would happen, that God would send his Spirit to help not just special people like prophets and kings, but everyone. And that has happened today. And it's happened because Jesus, who died on a cross, was brought back to life by God himself and now sits beside God in heaven. It was Jesus who sent this wonderful gift to us. Jesus, the special one. We have been waiting for all these years. Jesus, who was put to death by you. And the people were sorry for what they'd done to Jesus. "And what can we do?" they cried. "Tell God you're sorry," said Peter. "Let him wash away all the bad things you have done, and you will receive Holy Spirit too." So that's what they did. 3,000 of them. They told God they were sorry. They were baptized, and they were filled with God's Holy Spirit. People from the north and from the south. People from the east and from the west. People from all over the world. And now I think it's a song. That's the next bit. Are there actions to this one, or are we just singing it? Thank goodness for that. I'll be in the way.
actually. I'll stand here where I can see you, Lupti. There's a story in the Old Testament. Back when everyone spoke the same language, they decided to build a very high tower, mostly to prove that they could, and to show that they were the most important. Now, God didn't like that, and so, all of a sudden, people started to speak different languages. They used to be able to understand themselves, and then they could not. As they were speaking different languages, the Tower of Babel was abandoned. Our story today that Stuart read for us feels like the opposite of that. It starts out with everyone speaking different languages, as people from all over the region were in Jerusalem for the festival, one of the harvests of the year. They would all have been confused in the diversity of the city. I imagine that's a little bit like what it was in airports in Britain yesterday when the e-passport system wasn't working, and just chaos, that chaos of all those languages. So as we imagine, there was that chaos until the Holy Spirit, the helper that Jesus had promised, came down on the disciples like flames on their heads, just like the hats that some of us are wearing. The people could understand what was being said, preaching about Jesus to those in every language, doing exactly what Jesus had commanded them, to go and preach the good news to all the nations. In the Babel story, diversity appears to be a bad thing, stopping the people from working together. Yet at Pentecost, there is joy in diversity, with the Holy Spirit helping them, the disciples, they could tell everyone in Jerusalem about Jesus, and therefore they could go and tell others. There is joy in diversity and difference. Today is Pentecost, where we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, who is still with us today. Pentecost shows us that we shouldn't keep our faith to ourselves, or even just to people like us, but it is ours to share with the whole world, with others who are not like us. And not to make them more like us, but to learn together more of what love is like, what God is like. We find God in everyone that we meet. God's image is imprinted in everyone. And God made all of us in God's image. At Pentecost, we celebrate the church's birthday. As well today, we celebrate our partnership's birthday, where we too celebrate diversity, that God can be with each of us in our churches and every single one of us. We celebrate that coming of the Holy Spirit, both at Pentecost and through the confirmations that we celebrated last week. Together, we bring the diversity of our partnership, in whichever building we feel most comfortable and at home, in the many activities throughout the year that we share together, and in the ways that we can worship God alongside one another, the diversity of God is found. The love of God is found. God is bigger than any of us can imagine, and God sends the Holy Spirit for us today, as for the first disciples, so we can work together in our differences and together share the good news of Jesus for everyone and be the church in the world. Amen. We come now to celebrating those who have been confirmed in last week's services. I think we're going to start with a letter from Robert, who's not with us, that Liz is going to read. And then, Anne's going to come and take over the next bit.
Robert says, "Greetings, Old Town Partnership. As you all know, on Sunday the 28th of May, which will be today for you when you hear this, I'm on sabbatical. This is why I write in advance. To all those who have been confirmed, I send my best wishes, that the Spirit of the truth be with you and guide you on the way ahead. When you are welcomed to the churches of the partnership, please remember this is a real welcome, hoping you will feel happy being part of a very old ecumenical partnership of churches, when all of us are part of all the churches. Today we also celebrate the partnership birthday, and it is also Pentecost, the gift of the Spirit on all people. To you who are sharing worship this Sunday morning, please continue to support the Old Town Partnership Council, even when situations aren't always easy. We learn together, we share together, we laugh together, and we support each other through everything. We need to continue doing this. God bless each and all of you. May the Spirit support and guide you. Robert.
Is it working okay, Norm? Good. For those who don't know me, my name's Anne, and I'm the chair of the Partnership Council, and I have great pleasure in doing something that we look forward to doing every single year of our partnership, and that is welcoming people not only to the Anglican faith, the Methodist faith, and the United Reformed faith, but into the love of God. And so I'd like to ask all those people who were confirmed last week to come up to the front, please. Okay, Simon. One, two. Right. I'd like to say to you all, this is a very special moment for you because you are being welcomed into the membership of all three denominations. And that is unique in this country. And I hope that you will feel as happy as you can in all three churches and support our work. All right? So, Jacqueline, I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Partnership of Churches. Marianne, I'd like to welcome you on behalf of all the Partnership of Churches. Thank you.
Benedict,
I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Partnership of Churches.
Amir,
I'd like to welcome you on behalf of all the churches.
Ramin,
I'd love to help welcome you into the Partnership of the Churches.
Thank you. Farabah.
I'm delighted to welcome you into the Partnership of the Churches.
Sarah couldn't be here, but all Sarah's right. Her daughter.
Oh, and to Sarah. How old, Sarah? How old is she?
20.
All right, lovely. Nice to see you. Hope to see her sometime.
This is the best cook in the partnership with Simon.
Right. Well,
best cook. Better than all best.
What's his name, sorry?
Ideen.
Lovely. Lovely to welcome you, especially so you can cook lovely food. Thank you to the Partnership of the Churches.
And Mortizer with the best muscles.
All right, okay. Sorry, how do you pronounce the name?
Mortizer.
Oh, Mortizer, okay. Nice to speak to you, and welcome to the Partnership of the Churches.
Thank you.
And just so you know, Hussein, Harry, Sam, and Sasha couldn't be here today, but are praying for us.
All right, then. To welcome you on behalf of Emmanuel.
Thank you very much.
Welcome on behalf of Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome on behalf of Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Welcome on behalf of Emmanuel.
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Welcome.
Welcome on behalf of the Church of England, Christ Church, St Mary's. God bless you. God bless you. God's peace. God's peace. God's peace. The best Pentecost list at Rain Press. Swindon Town Centre Forward. God bless you. Yes, thank you. Congratulations. God bless you. God's peace.
I think I'm mic'd up, actually. Yeah.
Welcome, half back right.
Thank you.
Welcome. Great.
Why can we give them all a clap then?
And please make every effort to say hello to them afterwards when we have tea and coffee.
Just friends, to say we've been blessed in the magazine with two grandchildren recently, and all the joy that they've brought, Casper and Freya. But in terms of new Christians, the amazing testimonies, this was the confirmation last week, and don't just greet them, ask them how they became a Christian. And tonight they'll be celebrating Pentecost praise when John Cheek will come to Christ Church. But we thank God for the new life. As thank God for new two grandchildren, these new Christians into God's world family, and amazing stories of variety, but actually how this partnership and what we offer has made them see the gospel for them and for God's grace. God bless you as you journey on. Thank you.
Right, well, I hope you're all ready for a bit more of a workout. So again, if you can stand, that would be great. If you're happy sitting down, please remain seated. But we are going to do lots of hand actions again. So please, I think, just follow me as you possibly can. So, okay, when you're ready, it's about to be lovely. Also,
we're going to do the connection during this hymn. Okay? That was song, okay?
Sharing money all over me.
This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
We're going to pray together again. Now these are our prayers of intercession, our prayers for ourselves and other people, and we're going to use our hands to do this. So we're going to start with praying with our thumb, and then our pointer finger, then our middle finger, and then our ring finger, and then our pinky finger. So, let's pray. We pray with our thumbs for those who are closest to us, our friends and our family. We thank you, God, for them. We place them into your loving hands. With our pointer finger, we pray for those who point us in the right direction, for our teachers and leaders in our life. We pray for wisdom and support. With our middle finger, our tallest finger, we pray for those who lead us, for our government, for those in business and church leadership. We pray for guidance and wisdom. With our ring finger, often thought of as our weakest finger, we pray for those who are poor or sick or in pain or in trouble, for those most in need. For the stories that we'll hear and the stories that we'll never know. May you be close to them, God. And with our pinky finger, our smallest finger, we pray for ourselves and our own needs, knowing that God knows what we need. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to join those prayers together with the prayers, the prayer that Jesus taught us and the Lord's Prayer. Please use whichever form or language is most familiar to you, but there is one on the screen if you don't know any. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And it wouldn't be messy church if we didn't finish the prayers with a messy amen. Though my two helpers have just run out of the room. So, I guess like this. Amen! We are going to sing our final hymn now. This is Amazing Grace.
blessing grace in a minute. I just wanted to have a quick blessing and grace from Emmanuel Church to you all. God bless all those who are here today and all who are new to us. God bless those who could not come. God bless those who would not come. We pray in your name that your Holy Spirit flows through us today at Pentecost and at all other times. Amen.
Amen.
And our messy grace, you have to put your hand in the air like this. Okay. It's very important you get your hand this way round. Thank you very much. Okay. We're going to turn it. We're going to go like this with three fingers. You got three fingers up? And we go three, two, one. One, two, three. Thank you, God, for my tea. Amen. Give yourselves a clap. You've done very well.
Going to hit us, but thank you.